Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com, smallbiz.org, smallbus.org is his website where you can find, and you can find the index, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism at the NFIB website, at his website, and thanks to his graciousness, you can find it at our website as well. Bill, let's talk about some of the inside indicators of your index. Hiring was down a little bit.
Yeah, actual reported hiring. You know, we asked them if they increased or decreased the total number of people working for them, and then by how many. And so when we averaged out the increases and the decreases, it came out around zero for the net change for last month. But that was following two really good quarters of growth. So you can get these up in, you know, small changes from month to month, and the trend is still good.
How has hiring been for the year? You have perspective across that? Has that been up more than it's been down, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the number, if you look at the quarterly numbers this year of hiring, we've been doing a good job of hiring. And of course, if you look at our job openings numbers, which we talked about earlier, 30 to 35% saying a job opening available, if they could fill those, you know, job growth would be a lot better. And of course, large companies and small companies are both having the same problem. It's
18%
finding qualified workers.
18%. What does that convert to? How many? Is that a couple of million, you think?
Good question. I never thought about it that way, but we'll have to check it out.
Yeah, but I think hasn't it generally been accepted that there's been a couple of maybe 3 million jobs going unfilled, good jobs going unfilled in America because of they're not qualified?
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the case. I mean, we have a lot of that. And in the time period where technological change is rapid, like we're converting quickly to computers from typewriters, to use a silly example, it takes a while for the labor force to catch up sometimes.
I reported earlier this week that more and more companies are hiring older workers.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, if you're an older worker and you don't have a job, if you go back and get a little bit of computer skills, you will not get hired without it. If you go back and get some computer skills, you probably will bump a millennial for a job.
Yeah, well, you certainly can get hired. And we do know that the participation rate of us elderly guys in the labor force is higher than we usually see. So we're there. We're still working and looking for work, and we're healthy, and we could get a lot more of them in there. So, yeah, you're right.
So compensation was kind of sideways. How's that been doing for the year?
Very well. You know, as you would expect, it's a tight labor market for us, and so more and more of our owners have been reporting that they're raising worker comp in order to attract and to keep the good workers that they have. It doesn't seem to be showing up much in the government numbers, which I find interesting. There's still complaining in our most recent jobs release last week that wages aren't growing very fast.
For government workers?
I don't know about the government workers. Yeah. They're probably doing okay because they're on automatic, and we should fix that.
Right, exactly. I agree.
Safer performance, you know.
So the credit market was still people, small business owners still don't want to borrow money, do they?
Yeah, not a whole lot. And you know, you look at the capital spending plans, and they haven't really jumped up yet. I think the tax bill has put everything on hold, knowing that it's coming. We changed the management team at the election a year ago, and we had a promise of a change in taxes. And so when you think about, you know, investment, like building another building or, you know, ways to, you know, expand your business,
right,
those are long-term kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we needed to see what the tax bill was going to look like before we really jump back in. And so if we start getting 3.5% growth and we get the tax bill, I think that'll be very supportive of capital spending.
I think you're right about that. And, but do you so you, do you think some decisions, now that they know that the bill is not going to be retroactive, some decisions will be put off into the next year?
Well, it's pretty hard to do anything anymore for this year anyway.
Yeah, but it's probably
I mean,
true.
We run out of days.
Right, so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it'll be into next year. Now.
Sales, yeah. Were you surprised that sales were off a little in November?
Yeah, they were. And consumer spending at the government measurement level, at the macro level, indeed slowed down a little bit. So, you know, we caught it, but I'm sure it's going to be back in December, big time.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Of course, that's seasonally adjusted. How is the holiday forecasting looking?
Good. You know, the numbers are good. There's obviously you know, the shift from you know, going to the stores to going to the internet is continuing, and you can kind of read that in the problems that UPS and all the other delivery services are having. They just can't get stuff delivered. So,
and that's a wake up call for small Main Street small businesses to promote the availability right now of stuff in their shop.
Absolutely,
they got to be taking advantage of that, don't they?
Yep. You know, we've got it now, so come and get it.
Right. So this is with the vacation of Main Street, with vacation of Main Street by the legacy retailers, this is an unprecedented event, isn't it?
Yep.
Because these people are leaving the marketplace, and they're leaving a vacuum behind that either small business owners will fill or Amazon will fill or Google.
Entrepreneurs will fill it. They'll figure out what to do with it.
They've got to. Otherwise, but that vacuum won't stay there for long.
I think you're right.
It'll get filled by somebody. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our good friend, Dr. Bill Duckerberg. We're going to wrap up our conversation and find out what he thinks about what the Fed did yesterday and what they'll do next year. Is inflation real or not?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.